And the Regina Pats fall to the Portland Winterhawks with Jan Schmunar picking up a 15-save shutout for his second career shutout and second shutout of the season. Before we go through the full scoring summary, let's hear from Regina Pats assistant coach Ken Schneider, who joined us on the Leader Post-game show following a 3-0 loss to the Portland Winterhawks. Kenny, thanks for joining us tonight. Before I ask you about Ewan Huey's performance with 46 saves on 49 shots, we'll get your overall thoughts on tonight's game against Portland.
Well, you know, honestly, Dante, to be quite frank, I was real proud of our guys. You know, we played hard against a really good top-quality team, and in our lineups, you know, we're young, and we put younger guys in the lineup again tonight, and, you know, we hung in there. Yeah, it's not great to lose 3-0 by any means, but overall, I think, you know, it was respectable, and the one thing I think we were all sort of pleased with was the effort.
Yeah, it didn't seem like you guys wanted to just hand them the puck, hand them the victory. You guys fought for the full 60 minutes all the way to the end. Let's talk about you and Huey before we talk about just, you know, just the character that we saw from the Regina Pats tonight with the fights, etc. Huey with 46 saves and 49 shots. I could really see from the drop of the puck in the opening first period that he was on to the on tonight. What did you see from the bench?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he was really competitive tonight, and we needed him to be, obviously, because they're coming at us, you know, in waves. And, you know, Huey was really competitive, played hard. He was seeing the puck well tonight, too. A lot of pucks that he caught with his trapper in traffic, and he was solid all night long.
And, Kenny, just the three fights in this hockey game from your group, you see Corbin Vaughn drop the gloves in the second period. Anthony Wilson decides to drop the gloves, and I know Peskets comes in the final minute of the third period at play. But overall, what does that say about just your group's character tonight here against one of the top teams in the Western Hockey League?
Yeah, I think that was sort of attributed to the fact that, you know, we said to our guys, you know, we need to play hard. We have to have, you know, some self-respect, and, you know, we don't want to get run around here, you know, and not throw the towel in. We know we're in tough. You know, I was proud of our guys. You know, they stood up for themselves, and that's the main thing. And they're young guys. They're our young guys, so good on them.
Well, speaking of the young guys, Pats assistant coach Ken Schneider is with us on the Leader Post-game shows the Pats fall in Portland 3-0, but an admirable performance from the group today. And I wanted to ask you just about, you know, playing some younger guys together today. Really liked the opportunity that Corbin Vaughn had playing with Colton Bridgman. Another example on what you alluded to a couple of times already in your previous answers, so I'll let you kind of take it away from here. What did you think about those two youngsters playing together for the first time this season? Because that is essentially the future of this Regina Pats back end, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's Corbin's just kind of starting to really get his feel back and back in the lineup. And, you know, of course, Colton Bridgman's been with us for most of the season outside of an injury, shoulder injury early in the year. But, yeah, as we look to the future, these two young guys are going to be important pieces to our back end.
Well, speaking about the rest of the future, we saw, you know, some good opportunities for some of the younger players up front. Cameron Kuzma, how do you think he fared tonight in his first game on the road trip?
Well, that's a lot to ask of a young boy like that. I shouldn't call him a boy, but he's a pretty young guy. And, you know, I thought he did pretty darn good. That's a tough environment to be playing against one of the top teams in the probably in the CHL, to be quite honest with you. You know, so he's learning on the fly, and he's playing at the top position, playing center ice, which is a real responsible position, especially when you're playing a top-notch team like this. So, you know, I thought he handled himself well. Ullman continues to, for me, just he continues to impress, and he's improving. It's obvious, and I didn't mind Logan Peskett either tonight. I thought, you know, Logan held his own. He's, you know, he makes some nice little plays to get out of the zone, little pass over sticks, and he's got that skill, you know, and I think his game's just, you know, it's on the rise, and, you know, in another year, he'll be another year older, and, you know, we're looking forward to those guys to, you know, push the envelope for us.
Joined with Pat's assistant coach Ken Schneider following a 3-0 loss here in Portland. I also look at just the character you guys showed in terms of just the way you guys played defensively tonight. I look at Aaron Krestanovich. I thought he did an admirable job. It seemed like you guys were playing for you and you guys were trying to close out areas. I know you mentioned earlier on in this interview that they were coming at you with waves. But to me, I thought you guys did a little bit of a better job defensively today with some of the younger guys getting more ice time. In terms of the overall development of the back end, how important was it to let everybody play on the back end and, you know, learn from the experiences of playing a team like Portland? What can playing a team like Portland, seeing how they go about things and how to defend, do for this team going forward?
Yeah, well, you know, good for Aaron that he got some ice time tonight. You know, I was pleased for him. You know, it's important that you get that experience and exposure. And, you know, when you look on the other side of the center ice, you see a team that's, you know, at the peak of their game. And, you know, so it's great for our guys to take away that experience and that exposure to that, so that, you know, as we move forward here, we understand that there's a lot of room to improve and we've got a lot of work to do. But, you know, I thought defensively through the middle of the rink, we were better tonight. Outside of a couple of opportunities, we did a pretty good job with our high forward, and that kind of helped our back end a bit as they came at us off the rush.
Kenny, last thing before I let you go, I wanted to ask about Tanner Howe's performance today. I think his play speaks for himself, why he's the captain of this team. I look at, you know, the physicality he brought, the energy that he brought, the moves that he had deep inside the Portland zone. It felt like sometimes it was one on three and he was still able to find a way to get to the front of the net and get some shots on net. And I thought he could have easily had a couple of goals in front. I thought he was robbed a couple of times. And it was his 200th game in the Western Hockey League tonight, Kenny. What did you think about how Tanner led your team tonight?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought his name up because I thought Tanner was outstanding tonight. And you know, he really played with a lot of desire and heart and made some real skilled plays. He hit crossbar. You know, the connector, post and crossbar there on a real nice shot, and had a couple of other good opportunities. You know, he just battled real hard, and, you know, he was his typical self where he had the opponent upset with him several times, trying to poke at him after whistles and so on. And when Howie's playing that kind of a game, that's his style, and that's when he's at his very best.
And, Kenny, my last one for you, just to piggyback off that. Brad Herhoff answered this question in the pregame show. I spoke with Tanner Howe himself about this in the pregame show. In fact, I even spoke about it with Nate Danielson, who joined us later on in the broadcast. And just the preparation that Tanner does when nobody's watching, the work that he puts in off the ice and why he's so durable. And, Kenny, I've got a really neat stat. It was his 200th game tonight. He's only ever missed one game in the Western Hockey League due to injury, and it was a hand injury early last season. Since then, since I think the second game of last year, he has played every single game since last October to now here March 1st. How impressive is that?
Yeah, that's real impressive, to be honest with you. And he plays all the hard minutes too. You know, it's you know, even as a 16-year-old, he was playing power play and penalty kill minutes. And, you know, he's great on the wall. He always gives you his best. He's a shot blocker. And, you know, and like you had mentioned, his preparation, it's the training, it's the mental attitude, it's the competitive spirit that he has that makes him an elite player in the Western Hockey League.
Kenny, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck tomorrow against the Everett Silvertips.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dante.